Hello, my friend. This is Nicknam, and it's another lesson from me and another reviewing of the Power English. I hope you enjoy all this and it can review for you. In AJ, from lesson 9 to the end of the package, he introduces a lot of useful books, not only for learning English. These books are useful for being passionate and having good life. So I hope we could use of these books not for learning English and use in real life. We started on this review from lesson 9. In lesson 9, in the Kaizen Way, introduced by this book is by Robert Maurer. Kaizen Way, especially, is a Japanese word and is a Japanese word, and it's used a lot, especially in business. And it means create a small improvement and finally create huge improvement and create a huge change for everything. If you want to do something, for example, new language, paint, write a story, whatever that you want, you can use of this method. But we focus on learning English, and so we say that by this method, you can devote a part of the time of your day, for example, 20 minutes to listen English. And if you do that, it's important that you do that every single every single day. Then after 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, you see that you listen to English a lot of the time and you improve a lot. So by a small step, you create a large and huge improvement in learning of English. The Kaizen Way can be used by a simple procedure, and you can be more passionate by this method if you follow this method asking question. If you want to do something, first you need to ask simple question. For example, what is one thing I wish to contribute with the world? Whom could I ask to help? And what is special about my project, my creative process? And what type of work fulfill me and satisfy me? And another question that you can ask of yourself is, what a small change could I make to improve this process? And following this procedure, by following this process every day, asking a little question about your work, what you want to do, and devote a part of your part time of your day to do that for every single day, your brain won't have no choice but to focus on it. And after a lot of the time that pass, you can see you improve a lot. So use of this method for learning English. In fact, all of us, we use of this method because we listen to the use of Zabanshinas every day. So subconsciously, we use of this method. And lesson 10, the reading power. It comes from an article by Dr. Stephen Krashen. He is an expert, and here focus on reading for fun. For example, all of us think that for learning new language, we need to use of textbook, and we learn the role of grammar, we learn a lot of vocabulary, and then use of them to speak or write. No, it's wrong. By reading for fun and by reading simple books, we can improve all skills. We can learn a lot of vocabulary. We can learn the role of grammar. By reading simple books for, like a kid's book, we can improve all skills. Don't worry about learning English. It's very easy. You need to follow this procedure, reading for fun, pleasure reading. It calls that brain learn easier and better. I hope that you follow this tip from there is Stephen Crash and AJ. And another lesson, lesson 11, is Unlimited Power by Tony Robinson. I like this sentence. Success is not an accident. You see, some people are successful and another are not. The difference is not for having a chance for being good luck. No, successful people, and they have something named passion. Passion is an important element for being successful. Because of passion, there is a lot of people that gets up early and sleep late. Because of passion, a lot of scientists can create a lot of innovation. And because of passion, there are men and women that put them out outer space and brought them back. And so passion is an important element, an important key for being successful. So find the reason that makes you feel passion about learning English to be successful in your way of learning English. And lesson 12. Lesson 12 is about health and being health in 100. And I don't like this lesson because something bad that happened for me, and so sorry that I can't review that. So I will go to lesson 13. Lesson 13 is about the book named Walton by Henry David Thoreau. This book is his experience when he lived in the wood, and then wrote his experience of living in the wood and having a simple life. He says in the book, if one advances and moves in the direction of his dream, and try and endeavor to live the life that he has imagined, one day unexpectedly he will meet with a success. So make a dream and try to live the life that is your dream. One day unexpectedly it happens. And trust into this sentence. And another thing that in the Walden book we can learn is that in proportion to we simplify the life, the law of of universe will appear less complex. It means if you want to have a luxury life, and if you want to have an expensive car, a big house, you need to work a lot, then you don't have time for being free. So the life will be complex for you. So make your life simple. Simplify your life. Then the universe will appear less complex. And if you work a lot of time of the day, you will be more stressed. We can say. You will be more stressful and maybe you will be sick. So it's not worth that you work hard and don't be free. Simplify your life to enjoy of life. And another important and interesting thing that he says in the Walden book is if a dream is like a castle in the air, likewise a building, for being strength, it needs to support by foundation. A dream, a castle in the air, it needs by foundation, and its foundation is taking action. So the important point in this book is have a big dream and take action. So try to live the life that is your dream. And in the lesson 14, the superior man, David Dada talks about how to live the life that you want and live the life that you have imagined, the life that is your dream. He talks in this lesson he talks about fear. Fear is something that you that is able to stop you from living the life that is your dream. Something that we need something that needs to be accepted is that everyone has fear. Successful person, rich person, a doctor, everyone. I'm sorry. Everyone has fear. Fear is an element that can stop us of being in progress and continue our procedure of learning and being successful. If you stop because of fear, you will become dead. So you see, it's very important that don't let fear. We see a lot of people that do something day after day, work after work. They don't enjoy of their own performance. They don't hate their job, but they don't like it. It's because of the fear, because they have fear of being successful. They have fear of failure. Don't try to challenge yourself and step in new way to improve your life, and especially here we focus on learning English. Try new method, and by don't let fear stop you. And we all are afraid of failing. It's true, but we need to don't let that fear stop us. And in lesson 15 is about Taoism. Alan Watts. Alan Watts, he talks in this book. Lesson 15 is Taoism by Alan Watts. The basic idea of Taoism is that we should live in harmony with nature, follow nature, be part of nature, and don't fight with it. We have this experience that we have a problem, and we are thinking and thinking about this problem to solve it, but we don't find the answer. We can't solve this problem because we force our brain to find the answer of this problem. No, it's wrong. In this situation, we need to let our brain, subconscious brain works. We need to trust our brain. If we in this situation, then we think a lot and get tired. If we go to watch movie, or we go to bed, and on that time our subconscious brain will find the good answer and solve it. And so we the effortless English are teaching us English with our subconscious brain. If you study grammar, you destroy this method. So let your brain to learn English by subconscious, and to learn subconsciously, and trust your brain. Follow the nature of brain. And lesson 16 in the big picture, by Dennis Liedtke, is one of my favorite book. I like to listen generally, The Walden, and by David Thoreau, and listen The Big Picture by Dennis Liedtke. Dennis Liedtke, he used to be a teacher, and then he became a principal of middle school. In this lesson, AJ talks about how he could create an evolution in a school's a style of teaching and education. His school is famous because of its unique system. He changed everything. He changed the teacher. He hired the passionate and excited and energetic teacher. The important trait of his method is that he stopped focusing on tests, focusing on grades. He focused on the students as human beings. He wanted that his students to grow as people who could tackle problem in their real life. We see a lot of schools boring teachers and boring students because of a tough method. Traditional school that grounded in the fixed inform can they wanted to transfer and convey fixed information of identified textbook. And they don't welcome new ideas, especially from talented students. But Denis Netke, his school were project-based, and he let students learn based on their own interests. And for example, if one child like a dinosaur, he focused on dinosaur, and he hired an expert from museum and brought to a school to learn more about it. And the math teacher, history teacher, focused on dinosaur to learn everything, every knowledge from the dinosaur, so that a student learn better. And finally, they present what they learn about dinosaur, and you see he don't focus on testing and grad. So I hope that you enjoy of this review, and sorry at the end of this last talk I can't concentrate because of the sound of out of here, and I hope I can continue this way. I can continue the reviewing of the Power English, and thanks again. Have a good time.